Page 26, CCB Governmental Affairs by Mitch Pomerantz. With Jeff Tom assuming the presidency of the California Council of the Blind, I was asked and accepted appointment to chair the CCB Governmental Affairs Committee. As someone who has been an advocate on behalf of blind and visually impaired persons for over 40 years, as well as a longtime student of the U.S. and California political scenes, I was honored by President Tom's appointment and look forward to the challenge during the upcoming 2 years. And challenge it will be, since I reside in Southern California rather than where the action is in Sacramento. Nonetheless, the President and I have worked out a plan which should accommodate CCB's advocacy activities satisfactorily. Page 27. We have done a bit of streamlining of the committee, reducing the number of voting members to 10. They are Artis Bazin, Lena Dawes, Margie Donovan, Roy Harmon, Alice McGrath, Stephen Mendelsohn, Charles Nabarette, Teddy Joy Remhild, Robert Wendt, and yours truly, Mitch Pomerantz. While the committee is somewhat smaller in size, I want to strongly encourage each CCB chapter to appoint an advocacy representative who can participate on our email list, ccbgal@ccbnet.org, and in teleconference meetings when those are scheduled. Whether you are a member of the Governmental Affairs Committee or not, you will play a key role in promoting CCB's legislative agenda. Now for an update relative to state and federal legislation of interest to the Council. Unfortunately, there is nothing new to report on the two pieces of federal legislation being championed by the American Council of the Blind, H.R. 3749, which would establish demonstration projects under Medicare for the purchase of low-vision aids and devices costing more than $500, and H.R. 4040, which would institute a wide range of important reforms for the education of blind, low-vision, deaf, and hard-of-hearing children. Neither bill attracted sufficient co-sponsors during the current session of Congress to move beyond the bill introduction stage of the legislative process, so will be reintroduced in 2015 by ACB. It will be critical for our chapters to reach out to their members of Congress to educate them about the importance of both bills to constituents in their districts, both young and old. Page 28. An initiative which CCB has been supporting for several years, including reading and document completion as an IHSS, in-home support services, benefit, was drafted as AB 1703. It ran into trouble in the Senate Appropriations Committee thanks to an unfavorable cost estimate by the Department of Finance. As a result, the bill was not removed from the suspense file and died in committee for this session. Another bill which CCB supported, AB 1602, would have required Caltrans rather than BEP, Business Enterprise Program, vendors operating roadside rest area facilities to pay the utility costs associated with those facilities located on state property. Once again, the bill hit a roadblock in Senate appropriations and is dead for this legislative session. CCB will work collaboratively with the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California and others to get passage of this vital legislation during the upcoming legislative session. Page 29. And finally, AB 1193, which would allow local governments to develop and implement their own standards for the establishment and regulation of bicycle lanes, or cycle tracks, was initially opposed by CCB. The problem, as we saw it, was that there would be no uniformity from community to community. As an example, several municipalities are permitting cycle tracks between the sidewalk and where vehicles can park. CCB saw this as problematic from a pedestrian safety perspective. Ultimately, we took a neutral position when Caltrans agreed to involve its existing advisory committee dedicated to improving access for persons with disabilities. That entity will develop guidelines which local jurisdictions will be encouraged to follow in establishing cycle tracks. Not surprisingly, here in California, the bicycle lobby is very strong, and AB 1193 has passed and was signed by Governor Brown. It goes without saying that you, our members, need to pay close attention to what is happening in your local communities and be prepared to attend City Council meetings where regulations for such bike lanes are being discussed. If you don't speak out at such meetings, you may learn the hard way about cycle tracks and the hazards they present. While it was a difficult legislative year for CCB, I assume my new position with considerable optimism. We are veterans of the advocacy movement, and we know that getting what we need often takes time and effort. Please join me and the Governmental Affairs Committee in putting forth the time and effort to make the lives of blind and visually impaired persons residing in California better.